fugitive captured in Franklin County. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A convicted violent sex offender from Cannon County who cut off his tracking device was arrested Thursday in Franklin County and is being held in Coffee County Jail under $1 million bond. 22-year-old Jason Blake Holt of Woodbury had been missing since October 6th when he allegedly cut off his GPS monitoring device while at Hewlett Shell Station in Manchester when he was with his wife. According to Manchester Police Investigator Billy Butler, Holt had been convicted of 3 counts of attempted rape of a child. According to Butler, the couple was arrested in Franklin County by deputies there. They'd been living in an area near the walls of Jericho Natural Area, located near the Tennessee-Alabama state line. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro, a leader in chronic pain in Rutherford County for over 2 decades. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. Man's in serious condition after being stabbed in a Murfreesboro parking lot. Police say the victim got into an argument with another person near the intersection of Thompson Lane and Medical Center Parkway. It escalated into a physical confrontation. Victim drove himself to the hospital, the suspect in police custody. After being voted down outright August 30th, the Murfreesboro City Council finally voted through the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport's new layout plan at their October 18th meeting, after some sorely needed input from the community at large. In the end, a compromise was reached where the airport runway, really the only holdup in approving the plan, will be extended to 4,750 feet rather than the original proposed 5,000 feet. All other aspects of the layout plan remain unchanged from their original form. And the Tennessee Highway Patrol cautions motorists to watch out for deer on or near the roadways this fall season. An increase in deer-related crashes likely to occur during the months of October through December due to mating season. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date. And this is WGNS News.
WGNS Murfreesboro. WTVLP Murfreesboro. W263AI Murfreesboro. W270AF Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
And a good morning to you. The time right now is 8:14. Temperature outside is at 54 degrees. We'll get a complete checkup on that weather again in just a little while. And also we'll bring you up to date on the traffic again in just a little while. Our guest today is Dr. Rishi Saxena, a local cardiologist here in town. Dr. Saxena, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what is new at your practice?
We have been kind of busy with our new scanner and trying to prevent heart attacks and cardiac death and trying to find out plaque early and making sure actually people take advantage of what we have available and all the advice regarding smoking, diets and everything else. So we're trying to make sure actually we minimize risk of heart attack and death.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Again, 893-1450 if you want a call to go on the air with the doctor. Feel free to do so. Now, you have new equipment, you say?
Absolutely. Actually, you know, we had 64-slice CT scanner in the past, and we were the very first practice in the state of Tennessee to get that in Murfreesboro, before even most of the hospital in Nashville had it. We decided to upgrade it to the better scanner, which we could find the similar problem much better, actually, with half the radiation dose and twice or three times better pictures.
Now, when you do the scan, are they putting contrast in your blood flow so that they can better see everything?
There are two ways of doing it. One is the initial scan, which you go through without any contrast, and you could see if there's any plaque which is calcified. And if person wants to do more thorough investigation of the arteries, then we put a contrast and try to see the plaque, which is not yet calcified, it's still fatty plaque.
Do they have to drink that barium liquid before the X-ray is done?
No, that is for only belly problems, actually. That is not for the heart, because barium doesn't get into the heart. So this is just to iodine contrast, which goes through your body and gets into the arteries, and the new scan is very sensitive enough to look at minute arteries, which are only like 2 to 4 millimeter size in the heart.
And the iodine is what makes your body warm, isn't it? Whenever you
Correct.
Take the...
Correct. Whenever okay. you take the iodine, you feel a little heart sensation. You feel like you peed in the pants or... And then passes away in about, 30, 40 seconds.
A weird feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, sure.
But I guess everybody gets it.
Yeah, sure.
Not dangerous, though.
No, not dangerous. I mean, some people may feel a little nauseated, but the dye has improved significantly over the last 20, 25 years, so the newer one have much less side effect.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Saxena. How are you this morning? All right, we'll try this. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I need to get that number from the Kool-Aid that you give out for the ride to vote.
Okay, if you would, look at our website. That's where the number is. Right now we're doing a show on hearts. Our website is WGNSradio.com. We'll try to take some more calls, but people call about everything. Our number, 893-1450. Do a lot of people come to you because of anxiety? Are they worried to death that they have a heart problem?
Some of them are, but some of them come with the genuine problem, actually. And some of them don't show up, actually, while they have blockage building up, actually. They postpone, and we try to reach to almost everybody whoever basically has a family history of heart disease or history of smoking or high blood pressure or extra weight. We try to basically find out actually if we could get the things early so we prevent they showing up in emergency room with a heart attack.
I was reading a story yesterday, a medical related story, and it was talking about the pancreas and about how people who are age 62 who have been heavy smokers all their life are likely or they're good candidates to get pancreatic cancer. And it said those who are heavy drinkers throughout their life are likely to get pancreatic cancer at age 61 or so. Is that also true with the heart?
Heart disease we have seen people as young as 25, 30-year-old having a heart attack, actually. Particularly people who are smokers. So, quite often, actually, people who have taken care of themselves and do not have any strong family history, most of the time we see the blockage build up by like 40, 50. But if you have a strong family history or you have high blood pressure or you've been smoking a lot, things show up much early. I mean, I've seen patients having a heart attack during pregnant, age 26, actually. So it could happen very early, actually. And one other thing, I wanted to do, normally we basically do the calcium score, which is $300 value test for about $100 in our office. But what I've done in the past is when I'm here, actually, for radio interview, I have offered half price test for the calcium score just to make it available so we could... find out the disease early and do something to prevent the heart attack from happening. So for next 1.5 hours, like till 10 o'clock or so, whoever calls our office at 896-4800 will reduce the price to half so that people could avail this opportunity to get blockage checked out.
And what is involved in this test?
What is involved in this test? They come in and they go through the scan, which takes a couple of minutes. And then we get the picture of the heart showing where is the plaque buildup. And we don't put any dye with this screening test. And we go ahead and tell them whether they have any calcified plaque in their arteries of the heart or not. So naturally, if we find calcified plaque, they are high risk and they need further interventions.
So if you find the calcified plaque, then it could be a simple solution like providing them with medicine to take on a daily
Absolutely.
Basis.
Absolutely. I think medicine and then making everything possible to further to reduce the progression of this plaque in terms of diet, exercise, reducing stress, and so on.
And medicine these days is so great. I mean, it used to be where surgery would be like the only option. But nowadays, medicine does wonders, and it helps out a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think medicine, most of the cases we are able to treat with medicine, as high as 80 to 90% of cases.
Wow. What did it used to be?
used to be when, you know, they show up and they have a severe blockage, then they need angioplasty and stenting and bypass surgery. But, you know, if we could catch it early before it gets to that stage, majority of them could be treated with medicine and prevent heart attack and death from happening.
Let's take another phone call, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Saxena.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I wondered what age would you recommend people coming in? Thank you.
What age would you recommend somebody first come in?
People who are older than 40 year old, unless they are a smoker or family history, then they could come early, as early like 25 or 30.
So if you have a family history of heart problems, go for it at 25. I mean, go on in there and get checked out.
Yeah, sure. People who have, you know, early history of heart attack in their family, it's good to find early and do something to prevent from happening. Because, you know, once you have a heart attack, you're already damaged and you are at high risk of death, actually. So you want to find out early and do everything possible to prevent this from happening.
Now, let's say you're 40 years old now, and for the prior 40 years, you've been eating out of hand, you know, eating fried foods on a daily basis, drinking too much alcohol, maybe even smoking. Is it too late to reverse those problems at 40?
Oh, absolutely not, actually. I mean, you know, people even age 50 or 55, actually, if they decide to change the course, what you do is you stabilize the plaque which is building up, actually. So you cut down your chances of plaque progressing. You cut down chances of blood clot forming on top of it. And then also, by taking aggressive medicine, you could even reduce the size of plaque. So, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, we are prescribing the medicine for people as old as 70 to 80 year old.
Who are coming in for the first time realizing that they have a problem.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I would say, you know, nothing is early, I mean, but I do recommend strongly, I mean, you know, so that we reduce the rate of plaque worsening, because you want to make sure when the plaque is just forming, you do everything possible to prevent this getting bigger and getting heart attack and so on, actually. And that's why, you know, I made this special half price offer, actually, at least for till 10 o'clock. People could call in right now at 896-4800. And get their plaque checked, you know, today or Monday. And we'll be glad to give them a half price so that we could try to find out. Because I'm on a mission to try to prevent heart attack and death from happening and cut down the incidence. And people who have come to me over the last 5-6 years have rarely had heart attack or death. So I think if we treat aggressively with the medicine, lifestyle changes, we could make a major difference in the society.
Now, most doctors don't say, come in today. But you're able to fit some people in today so that they can be reassured by this afternoon that everything's okay and that all they need to do is take medicine from here on out.
Well, absolutely. And some of them, you know, may not have much plaque and they may just need to do lifestyle, even don't need medicine.
Just exercise more.
Yeah, exercise and cut down on red meat and, you know, cut down their stress level, cut down their smoking, and they may be much better off.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Saxena.
Good morning. And I would like to say good morning to Dr. Saxena. I tuned in late on this show, and I would just like to know exactly how much it costs for the test, and is this covered by insurance? I feel like I'm at risk of a heart attack because Dr. Saxena had my mother as a patient, Gladys Miles. And I just want to know how much it is for the test because I'm very interested in taking it. And I'm going to hang up and I'm going to listen, okay?
All right. Thank you for calling.
What is her name?
I forgot her. She didn't say her name. She said her mother was Gladys Niles, I believe.
Yeah, sure. I remember. I mean, absolutely. You know, we'll be glad to do that test today if you want to come. And we'll just charge you. Normally, this is $300 worth test. And we already reduced the price to $100 just to make sure everybody could avail this opportunity. And for next 1.5 hour, I'll just do with the half price, $50.
Wow. $50 for the test.
Absolutely. So if they show up, you know, today or Monday, with that, if they call us by 10 o'clock, we'll be glad to do with that price and find out if they have any plaque.
That's awesome. I mean, that's service right there. I mean, you really are trying to make a difference here.
Sure, sure. And, you know, this is $1 million-plus equipment. I mean, you could not get even a plumber to come at your place with $50. So we're just trying to make sure we make a major impact in the lifespan of the people living in Rutherford County. And people come, you know, as far as even close to the Memphis or Chattanooga, to get their scan done, actually. So we just want to make a really good deal for people living here.
What if somebody listening has a different heart doctor that they go to on a regular basis, but they still want to get the test done, and they want to save the money and get it done with you? Is that okay to do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll in fact, we have done on more doctors and cardiologists themselves than anybody else in the town, actually. So, you know, we have done this test on many cardiologists, many doctors, because they want to find out, and nobody else has the equipment, so they have no choice for the dual-headed scanner we have, which is 128 slice now from Germany, and even St. Thomas or Vanderbilt doesn't have this kind of equipment which I have, actually. So, you know, we do offer unique service, actually, and that's why I was, you know, basically pioneered to bring that from Germany. And this cut down radiation by half in compared to any other scan in Middle Tennessee.
Somebody who has plaque in their blood vessels, somebody who's had plaque for quite some time, what chances are they going to have a heart attack? What are the chances if they don't get medicine that they need?
You know, plaque usually progresses, and if your habits are unhealthy, the rate of progression is much faster. Like, suppose you have plaque with 40-50% blockage, actually. And you keep smoking, you keep eating unhealthy, you got pretty substantial chance that plaque may rupture and have a heart attack. On the other side, you know, you take aspirin for blood thinning and you take statin medicine to reduce your cholesterol, cut down red meat. I mean, you know, there might be chances you might be good for next 10 or even 20 years, actually. So there's a substantial difference. I mean, nobody, you know, have looked at the exact number as percentage-wise, because everybody is different. Some people smoke, some do not, some eat healthy, some eat unhealthy. So it's all the risk profile. But if you take all the measures, you reduce your chances substantially, I would say more than half.
Dr. Saxena is our guest today. He's a local cardiologist here in town. And we've been talking about the heart, obviously, and things that you can do to prevent death. And you've mentioned twice so far this morning, avoid red meat. Why is that?
Because, you know, red meat is a strong source of cholesterol in your body, actually. So cholesterol and fat, once it's absorbed from the gut, goes through your liver, and then ultimately, if your body does not need for essential function, it end up getting deposited in your arteries.
Now, is that what causes a fatty liver as well?
Fatty liver is part of when people drink, actually, and the liver functions suffer, it cannot metabolize, and the fat get deposited in the liver, actually. So it's seen more often in the obese people or people who drink alcohol, that liver is not able to metabolize and get deposited with a lot of fat cells in the liver, and that's called fatty liver, actually.
And again, these are things that you can reverse or make better in your life by simply changing your diet and from here on out eating healthy and exercising on a daily basis, getting at least, what, 30 minutes a day in?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I'm not sure. Walking 30 minutes a day is pretty good for 5 days a week, actually, you know. So if you could do that and cut down red meat, reduce your stress level, take medicine if necessary, and you've done everything possible to reduce your risk as much as 60 or 70%.
And, you know, the walking is going to shed the pounds as well. You're going to lose weight if you walk every single day.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that.
And I'm guessing 1 to 2 pounds a week if you're walking, let's say, 3 miles a day. That's 21, you know, 7 days a week, 21 miles
sure.
a week.
Oh, that's wonderful. If you could do that, that's excellent.
Right now the time is 8:31. We're going to take our first break. Our number is 893-1450. Give us a call if you want to go on the air with Dr. Saxena, a local cardiologist here in town. He is here to answer your questions. 893-1450.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
Our meteorologist
giving you an exclusive weather eye forecast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
For over 130 years, the family at Bell Jewelers have been making dreams come true. And all this month, you get a free pink leather Pandora bracelet honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month. if you spend $85 or more over at Bell Jewelers on Pandora charms and jewelry. That's right, just another way to say thank you for shopping at Bell Jewelers. 821 Northwest Broad, right across from Toots. That's October only at Bell Jewelers.
WeatherEye.
Partly sunny skies for the forecast area today. Highs in the mid-60s, south winds 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15 this afternoon. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 54.
Right now, get 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months on all 2013 Mini models, including the large and in-charge four-door Countryman. To find out more, visit miniofnashville.com.
This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got some great new drum kits in stock from Ludwig and Gretsch, which are two of the great American drum companies that date back into the 1800s. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great line of accessories, guitar amps, Black Star amps, Marshall and Vox, complete line of accessories, PA, equipment rentals. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care and we're here to help.
Good morning. Murfreesboro police are clearing an accident on Branson Drive at Thompson Lane. That's going to be a bit of a backup through there. Traffic easing just a bit on Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, I-24 at 231, I-24 at 96. Pretty busy still. Also very busy, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Hardwood Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
When you need to feed many in a hurry, get Pans to Go from Demas Restaurant.
At lunchtime, we see a lot of office get-togethers.
Peter Demas at Demas Restaurant.
They'll take advantage of it.
Pans to Go.
Recently, I was in Nashville and helped out with a Pans to Go as much as I could, and I had to hurry off to a meeting, and I got to the meeting and realized that when I walked out and saw what they were serving, it was the Pans to Go that I had prepared.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant. Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
Good morning. The time right now, 8:34. You're listening to The Action Line. I'm Scott Walker, sitting in for Bart this morning. And our guest today is Dr. Rishi Saxena, and he is a cardiologist here in Murfreesboro. Let's talk about some of the warning signs, things to look out for. Let's say I've been feeling pain in between my shoulder blades for quite some time, and the pain doesn't get better with stretching. What could that be?
Yeah, once again, let me just repeat the number in case somebody needs my help today, which is 896-4800. Once again, that is 896-4800. You're absolutely right. I mean, most of the people are dropped, even as much as half the patients with the diabetics may get no symptoms or atypical symptoms. And it's very difficult to know whether it's coming from the heart or it's muscle pain. So like you described, actually, shoulder pain sometimes could be just the back muscle problem, or it could be very serious problem with the heart blockages, or it could be tearing of the aorta, which sits close to the spine. And you may remember that guy with the Jack Tripper from Three's Company, he ended up having aortic aneurysm with that kind of pain. I think it's very important if you keep having symptoms and it's not related to posture or change in body position, you better get checked out. And one thing I forgot to tell, I mean, not only we do the heart test, we could check out anything from head to toe. If you have headache, we could look for any aneurysm in your brain at least 3 or 4 times more accurately than any other CT scanner in Middle Tennessee. We could also check it out if you have any tumor or cancer in your brain. We could check out if you have any blockage which could cause you stroke in the carotid arteries. We could also check out for aneurysm in your aorta which could cause back pain. And we could check out blood clot in your lung. We could check out pancreatic tumor cancer in the belly or liver cancer. And we could check out blockage in your kidney arteries or blockage which makes your leg go away or you lose your leg. So, our scanner is much more accurate with half the dose of radiation. So if you go to any other place, you're getting double the dose of radiation. You're paying 2 to 3 times the money because, I mean, we do most of the scan less than 500, which most of the other places charge as much as 1,000 to 1,500. And again, actually, it's very convenient to go in and get it done quickly, same day or next day. And the third thing is you're paying half in the copay and deductible. So I think, you know, our scanner is not only more accurate, it's cheaper, and it does cut down your risk of cancer by half or one-third, depending on situation.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that aorta vein that comes from the heart, that follows the spine all the way down, that goes down into your abdomen, and you could have problems there, a pulsating problem, and if that occurs, I guess you need to seek immediate help.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have found people who have aneurysm like 5 centimeters more, and their rupture chance is as much as like 25 to 50% as it goes further. So, and you may be completely asymptomatic. So my suggestion is, if you are getting over 50 and you're concerned about aneurysm of the aorta, we have additional non-invasive screening test in our office to find out if you have aneurysm without any single needle. We could put that, find out aneurysm, and let you know. And, you know, the problem with the aneurysm is there's not much warning sign. I mean, if ruptures and you don't see the hospital next few minutes, you're gone. So, you know, if you're a smoker, you have family history of aneurysm or high blood pressure, you better get checked out before something bad happens to you.
How many people are asymptomatic? How many people don't show symptoms of problems before they come to you?
I think as much as half to 70%.
Wow.
So majority of patients basically have no symptoms or minimal symptoms, actually, because things are building up, and, you know, traffic doesn't get blocked out if you cut more than the 2-lane out of 4-lane, Just to give you an example of highway from here to Nashville, we've got 4 lanes, and the traffic still moves smoothly if there are only 2 lanes, actually. Once it gets more congested with 1 lane, like 75% naturally, you're going to have problems.
Now, you said you're able to look for other types of problems, cancers within the body, things like that. Are you also able to see the lymph nodes throughout the body and see if there's any infections there?
We could see any part of body from hair to nail, from head to toe, and the accuracy of this scan is at least 3 times more accurate than any other scanner in Middle Tennessee. 0.6 millimeter resolution versus 3 millimeter in others, actually. So at least 5 times more better pictures of that particular part, including lymph gland and infection and lymph node enlargement and any kind of tumor anywhere in the body.
And again, if you already have a doctor, it's okay, because you can then transfer, I guess, those ultrasound pictures onto the other doctor in question.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have ultrasound, we have CT scanner, and we have nuclear scanner. So our practice looks like a mini hospital. So, you know, it's a 8 to 10,000 square feet facility where we could check out with variety of equipment, not only the CT scanner, we got ultrasound, we got nuclear camera, and so on, actually. So we could find the problem pretty quick and then get the resolution done, actually. And any doctor, I mean, it doesn't matter. Most of the doctors don't have this kind of equipment. Even hospitals do not have this kind of equipment, actually. So, you know, we are here to find the problem early and get a solution for it. So we make a definite impact in the life of patients or people living in Rutherford County.
How often do you find, let's say, cancer in patients? Maybe they come for a different reason, but then you find a small tumor, something that can be fixed, but you caught it in time.
Well, absolutely. We had people who had, we were checking for the plaque buildup in the arteries of the heart, and we find lung cancer, we found liver cancer, we found pancreatic cancer, and then they got treated, actually. And, you know, and they, some of them were completely asymptomatic, actually. So I don't think this is the $50, I mean, you're not wasting on silly things, actually. This is, it's making an impact in your lifetime, actually.
Let's say you just recently had a CT scan done for another reason, and they found some problem within you, doesn't matter what it is, let's say they found something. Would it be wrong to then next week or this week go to you and have another CT scan done or a 128 slice scan done?
You know, if there's any question or doubt, the diagnosis is not clear and they want to see if the tumor has moved to other part of body, we'll be glad to help out in those cases. We want to minimize radiation, but on the other side, if they want to find out all the details, where it's gone and what damage is causing, we'll be glad to do it with low radiation. And the lower the cost, I would say our cost is at least 30% of the hospital. I mean, you know, they charge $1,000 to $1,500, we're charging less than $500.
Now, you mentioned the low radiation a couple of times. How dangerous is the radiation whenever you do get one of these x-rays?
As you know, actually, the radiation in long term, if you have repeated x-rays, scans, and so on, is cumulative, actually. You have baseline risk of about 20%, actually. So most of these equipment gives about 5 or 10 millifarad, actually. This is a little complex, actually, which is if you take like 20 or 50 x-ray, you do increase your risk by 1/4 of a percent, actually. So risk is there, but it's not substantial. But on the other side, you don't want to take any risk unless it's absolutely necessary.
And it's important to point out, if you've had ultrasounds in the past, those don't count. Those do not have radiation as a problem with them.
Absolutely, you're right. I mean, the ultrasound do not emit radiation, so they're not much problem. So you want to, you know, get tests done and do not delay to find the diagnosis, but you do not want too many of scan one after the other, exactly.
But one week and one another week, when you've only had, let's say, 3 your entire life, that should be safe.
Oh, absolutely. As much as 5, 10, or even 20 might be safe, actually. But if you're getting more than 20 scan in 1 year, then it's a little problem.
I would say so.
Sure.
But I guess if you have cancer and they're checking and rechecking to see if it's growing back, then it's normal to have several scans throughout the year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you have life-threatening illness and you are pretty high risk of dying because of cancer, you want to make sure. I mean, you know, less than 1/10 of a percent would not be a major problem when somebody already had 50% chance of dying in a year or two, actually.
Let's say you want to check the liver, the pancreas, things like that. How long does that kind of scan last? How many minutes will I be in the machine?
You know, our scan you could do from head to toe in less than 30 minutes, actually. So if you're doing just one part, 5 minutes or so, actually. It's not MRI where you are under closed tunnel. This is widely open, actually. And some of the scan take, I mean, the heart scan take like 15, 20 seconds as far as the scan time. I mean, you might be there a few minutes just to get medicine and so on, actually. Belly scan, again, same time, less than a minute, actually, you could get the scan down, actually.
Now, the belly scan, that is where you're taking the barium, I guess, beforehand.
Yeah, sure. You could take a barium and sometime even contrast in case you have any surgery to see if that a surgery scar is scar or there's some vascular tumor there.
Are there any risk with the barium, with taking the barium?
You know, there's sometimes the barium get incipated, but most often actually it passes through your bowel and it's okay. Actually. So, you know, if you're having trouble, you're not having, bowel is not moving well, or you're nauseated, you're having belly pain, you want to find out what's going on. Actually.
Yeah, definitely.
And once again, I want to repeat my number, which is 896-4800. And for about till 10 o'clock, we'll be glad to do the heart scan and half the price in $50.
Sounds good. And now, are you also giving a discount for a full body scan if somebody wants to be checked out completely?
My thinking is we want to avoid whole body. I mean, we usually would do the symptoms if they're having some problem with the belly or they want to check it out. Mm-hmm. Because I want to make sure actually people are getting radiation, as I said, absolutely necessary, actually, because, but we'll be glad to do the, you know, whatever is necessary to diagnose their symptoms and prevent death from happening.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Scott. We had the calcium score test done and at his office, and it was, and they were very nice, and we really appreciated it, but when our family doctor found out that we'd had that done, he said there was a controversy about that test and that he wouldn't have suggested that we have it done. Do you have any idea what he's talking about, or is that just professional jealousy?
I would say, you know, most often this is, you know, we are at least 5 to 10 years ahead of the our peers in the town, actually. In fact, there was a article in Journal of American Medical Association last few weeks think if you take all the markers in the who would predict the heart attack, the calcium is scored on the top of the list and the best marker.
Okay.
So you know, what's happening is people are not so much in depth into this system, and they just want to make sure that, you know, basically people do not go to other physicians and so on. And, you know, that's why I make all the effort to educate people and bring the modern technology. And just to give you knowledge, I mean, the first scanner came in USA in Mayo Clinic and Harvard in 2005. And I was the first one in state of Tennessee in 2006 to bring it here. And this new scanner we have, Dwell Head, there are only three in the state of Tennessee, one in Johnson City, one in Centennial Hospital, and one us, and about 150 in the nation, So we try to stay on cutting edge and give the benefit to people living here, So, you know, some of the people are not very knowledgeable, and I'll be glad to talk to him if you give me the name and educate him,
I will after I get off the line. I wouldn't want to do it online, but I appreciate it. And like I say, the people in your office were just so kind, and you were very nice, and we were glad to meet you, and I'm enjoying the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking this opportunity.
Our phone number, again, 893-1450. Dr. Rishi Saxena is with us today. He is a local cardiologist here in town, and he can answer any heart-related question you may have. Our number is 893-1450. Right now the time is 8:48. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back.
For years and years, I've been telling you about Bell Furniture. Perry Bell buys in trailer truckload quantities and passes the savings on to you. First quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture. I know you've heard about Jameson's Marriott mattress. It's half price at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
Partly sunny skies for the forecast area today, highs in the mid-60s, south winds 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15 this afternoon. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 54.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Need a new energy-efficient car? Turn to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the all-new 2012 Ford Focus or the Ford Fusion. Both available with 0% APR for the next 60 months with Ford credit financing. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Right now the time, 8:51, you're tuned to WGNS. Remember, you can hear this show later on podcast at WGNSradio.com. This morning, our guest is cardiologist Dr. Rishi Saxena here in town, and he's here to answer your heart-related questions at 893-1450. Now, lifestyle change, we talked a little bit about. How big of a change do you need to make if you want to make sure you don't end up dying of a heart attack? If you've been eating bad all your life and not exercising, how big of a change is it required to make.
I think even minimal change, like as you were saying, walking 30 minutes a day for a nominal distance, even you know at reasonable pace, would reduce your chances significantly. Then again, cutting the red meat in your diet rather than eating on a daily basis, eating like once a week or once in 2 weeks would make major difference as far as the impact on that plaque is concerned. Again, you know, the stress reduction, you know, if you're under stress, it does increase the risk of rupture of plaque. So by reducing stress and reducing blood pressure, you cut down your chances of plaque rupture and heart attack. So even minor changes actually in exercise, diet, and stress level have a major impact on your chances of having a heart attack or sudden death.
Now, myself personally, I have not eaten red meat in the past 18 years.
Wonderful. Congratulations on doing that, actually. You know, a lot of people in Murfreesboro can say that, actually.
Well, you know, I cut it out a long time ago. It's not good for you.
Oh, absolutely. You're right, actually. You know, and I had a professor from National Institute of Health visited when I was doing my training in Medical College of Georgia. And he said, you know, first you kill them for eating and then they kill you by causing heart attack. So it's just, you know, so you want to avoid that from happening.
And smoking is another thing that you should stop doing if you're doing it now, because I guess that leads to more heart attacks than just about anything.
Well, absolutely, actually. You know, what happens is out of all the factors, smoking is the worst factor. And from my own personal faith as a cardiologist over the last more than 20 years, what I've seen is people who smoke, some of them as young as 30, or the patient I was telling you, 26-year-old pregnant woman, she was a smoker, actually. So I would say like 90% plus patients I've seen who have a heart attack under age 40, they were smokers, actually. So if you want to make a one change, and if you're a smoker, first thing to do would be cutting smoking before you get to the diet and other things.
What about other forms of tobacco, smokeless tobacco like dip and chewing tobacco? Is that also bad for the heart?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen people who, you know, did not smoke, but dip and chew, actually. You know, same thing, nicotine is a very prominent vasoconstrictor. What that means is narrow your artery by causing a spasm, actually, and could cause heart attack like cocaine does, actually. So, you know, you want to be avoiding any nicotine product, actually.
Now, you always hear these horror stories in the news where so-and-so tried cocaine for the very first time in his life, and he died.
Absolutely.
Instantly. How dangerous is that?
Cocaine causes tremendous vasospasm of the arteries, actually. And when your heart doesn't get oxygen for some period of time, then, you know, it is could cause a dangerous cardiac arrhythmia. And, you know, your blood going to your brain, any part of the body, is dependent on your heart beating regularly. And some of these medicine, not only they cause spasm, they drive heart fast, actually. So one, the heart is not getting oxygen, and second, it's going fast, actually. You could create life-threatening arrhythmia, which could kill you, actually. So you have to be very cautious about these, and do not take these things very lightly.
Persons who take pain medications too often, more than what they are actually prescribed, is that bad for the heart? Because you're always hearing stories about people who are addicted to painkillers.
I think, you know, painkiller per se may not make that difference, but most of the painkillers lead to change in lifestyle, actually. These people are drowsy, they are sleeping, they are less active. So, again, you know, they gain weight and they are less active as far as shedding that weight off and cholesterol off. So, basically, it has secondary consequence in terms of lifestyle change, actually.
And I'm guessing it's not great on your liver having to digest those medicines.
Absolutely,
all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could damage liver significantly, some of them, actually.
So if somebody wants to get a scan today, if they want to have it done today and have the results by this afternoon, is that possible still at this time?
Oh, absolutely, actually. We most of the time, I mean, you could let them know in about 10, 15 minutes how many plaques are there. And this is for calcium score. We are not doing any contrast with this calcium score. So we could tell them, actually, with the cost as low as $50 today, with 896-4800, they could come and get it done, and we could just let them know how much is the plaque and what they need to do to take care of things, actually.
Sounds great. You're making it so easy for people.
Oh, absolutely. I think, other places would charge more than $200 for the same test, actually, and they do not have the equipment which we have. So we are trying to make it, actually, we could make a major impact in the lifestyle of people of Rutherford County.
How many patients do you usually see a day?
We see about 15 to 20 patients a day, sometimes even more if it need to be. But the scanner is very fast. As I said, it could do this scan in less than a minute. So that way we could do as many as we want to.
Sounds great. Dr. Rishi Saxena is our guest this morning. He's a local cardiologist here in town. Let's give your phone number out one more time before you leave.
My telephone number is 896-4800. Once again, that number is 896-4800. And my staff is at the office. They'll be glad to take your call and get your scan done today. And again, you know, normal charges most of the places is $200 to $300. We reduce it to $100 for our routine care. But just for next 1 hour, I made it $50 so people could take advantage of it.
Sounds great. Dr. Rishi Saxena, our guest today. Doctor, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate the offer. Thank you so much, Jess.
Right now, the time is 8:58. You're tuned to WGNS. Another check on the weather and the traffic comes your way next.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
People that use football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Murfreesboro Police are clearing an accident on Branson Drive at Thompson Lane. That's going to be a bit of a backup through there. Traffic easing just a bit on Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, I-24 at 231, I-24 at 96. Pretty busy still. Also very busy, 04 Parkway at Chapin Place, 04 Parkway at Kasem Lane. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Hardwood Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
WeatherEye.
Partly sunny skies for the forecast area today. Highs in the mid-60s, south winds 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15 this afternoon. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 54.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.